Hey everyone, welcome to the Bethlehem Wildcast. This is going to be the podcast for the week of March the 18th through the 22nd. We've got a great show ahead, so stick around, Wildcats.
Hello, Wildcats. This is Lane.
Anna.
And Haley with this week's news.
This is Bethlehem's local news. This is also episode 19 of our podcast. This week we will be talking about FFA land judging competitions, club date, and many more. Now, first off with our news, here's Anna with Bethlehem's local weather report. Anna.
Friday, March the 15th. Showers with a high of 73 and a low of 47. Saturday, showers with a high of 59 and a low of 42. Sunday, cloudy with a high of 60 and a low of 46. Monday, March the 18th, mostly cloudy with a high of 69 and a low of 47.
This weather data was accurate as of Wednesday, March 13th, 2019.
Okay, now on with our news.
FFA land judging competitions will be Friday, March 15th. Good luck to our FFA members.
Wednesday, March 20th, there will be club day. Students, be sure to be here for your clubs. The day after, March 21st, report cards will go out.
March 21st through the 25th, there will be a FBLA State Leadership Conference.
Seniors, there are several scholarship applications on the scholarship desk in the front office. Please make time to come by and fill them out. Attention juniors and seniors, prom is April 6th. Please RSVP by March 20th. You will need to turn in your prom guideline forms by March 20th as well. Seniors, the balance of your senior trip is due Wednesday, March 20th. This is your final payment. Sadly, that is all the news for this week. This has been Lane,
Anna,
and Haley with this week's news. We hope you have an amazing weekend, Wildcats.
And up next, sports. Goodbye.
Welcome to BSPN. I'm Dane.
I'm Lexi.
And I'm Nathan.
First, we have baseball.
The boys played a doubleheader against Paxton on March 13th. They lost game 1 0-9 and lost game 2 1-11.
And now for softball.
On March 13th, the ladies played at Poplar and won 7-4.
And now for world sports.
Giants superstar wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. was traded to the Cleveland Browns for Jabril Peppers and two picks. All right, everyone, that's sports for this week. I'm Dane.
And I'm Lexi.
And I'm Nathan.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Hey, everyone, it's Emmanuel and
Alex here
with our segment, A Voyage Through History. Now let's get back on the voyage, back on the path with March 18th, 1766, after months of protest by American colonists, Britain repels the Stamp Act. 1843, the first railroad tunnel in the United States opens for business, the Staple Bend Tunnel in western Pennsylvania.
March 19th, 1952, the 1 millionth Jeep, originally produced as a general purpose vehicle for the U.S. Army, is manufactured. 1979, the U.S. House begins televising its day-to-day business on C-SPAN.
March 20th, 1816, the U.S. Supreme Court affirms its right to review decisions of state courts. 1922, the USS Langley converted from the Collier USS Jupiter is commissioned at the first U.S. Navy aircraft carrier.
March 21st, 1790, Thomas Jefferson takes office as America's first Secretary of State. 1963, Alcatraz, the federal prison on Alcatraz Island in San Francisco Bay, closes.
March 22nd, 1638, the Massachusetts Bay Colony banishes Anne Hutchinson. 1765, the British Parliament enacts the Stamp Act, a tax that meets colonial indignation.
By the way, you can find all this interesting information in the American Patriots Almanac by William Bennett and John Cribb.
Thanks, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to A Voyage Through History. But sadly, our voyage has come to a halt. See you next time.
Hey everyone, I'm Dane.
And I'm Lexi.
And we're here to bring you our top 10 board games.
Coming in at number 10, we have Chutes and Ladders.
Chutes and Ladders is a game where players can move up and down the board using spaces labeled as chutes and ladders.
Coming in at number 9, we have Checkers.
Checkers is one of the most classic board games of all time, where a red team and a blue team usually go against each other to take each other's pieces.
Coming in at number 8, we have Life.
The game of Life is a board game where players can earn money, build families, and eventually work their way into retirement in the game of life.
Coming in at number 7, we have Candyland.
Candyland is a favorite of many children, and it's about players moving around the board with candy-themed areas to go through.
Coming in at number 6, we have Jenga.
Jenga is a game where there's a stack of wooden logs, and players try to remove logs without making the tower fall down.
Coming in at number 5, we have Chess.
Chess is a game where players use strategy to capture opponents' pieces. It's kind of like checkers, but it's much more strategic.
Coming in at number 4, we have Sorry.
In Sorry, players can move their pawns and slide to knock other people's pawns out, and they draw cards to see how many they actually move.
Coming in at number 3, we have Apples to Apples.
Apples to Apples is a game where players use cards to match the main person's card, and the person decides who gave the best answer.
At number 2, Scrabble.
In Scrabble, players use letter tiles to form words across a board, and they gain points whenever they make longer words.
And at number 1, we have Monopoly.
In Monopoly, players can gain properties, gain hotels and houses on those properties, and the goal is to be the last person to not go bankrupt. All right, everyone, I'm Dane.
And I'm Lexi.
And we'll see you guys next week.
All right, that's been the podcast for this week, Wildcats. We hope you have an amazing week. Goodbye.